for the curious.
So a couple of SMSs that we've got through and also WhatsApps as well. Let's have a look. See, we've got Tulani in Kwetema. Nicholas, the ballot boxes that were found in Limpopo today is another sad matter, as it seems liberation movements decide to steal polls after years of misrule. And I'm calling for the withdrawal of COSATU unions from the IEC, as we can't allow ANC camouflage people to interfere with election results. And I think that this is what the SADC observer mission need to take note of. Very strong words there from Tulani. I'm not too sure if I agree with all of them. We just simply don't know at this point in time if this is a surefire indication that someone is trying to fiddle with the poll ahead of the election on Wednesday. Ballot boxes have been found, not ballot papers. And I've got to say, I wasn't that convinced by the IEC's explanation. Speaking to the Deputy CEO, Mweta Museri, essentially suggesting that the boxes fell off the back of a truck. But nonetheless, we'll take it at face value. And like I say, the proof is going to be in the pudding as we prepare for that vote on Wednesday, and results, the IEC projecting them to come out on this Saturday. And then we've got Anonymous in here saying, empty ballot boxes on the side of the road means the ballots have already been planted somewhere. Election will be rigged. The only logical explanation. Well, once again, I'm not completely convinced otherwise. Weigh in on this and give us a call. We'll take your calls in the second hour, 011-883-0702. SMSs into 31702 and WhatsApps into 072-702-1702. But for now, we chat about this. The Institute of Race Relations has published some of the findings of its final election poll before Wednesday's ballot. Some bad news for the ANC here. On a 70% turnout, the most likely figure based on previous elections, results show that the ANC is only polling at 53%, followed by the DA at 24% and the EFF doubling their ration from 2014 to a poll at 14%, actually even more than double than they got in the 2014 general election. Talking to us exactly about this poll is the George F.D. Palmer Financial Journalist Trust Fellow at the Institute of Race Relations, Gabriel Krauss. Quite a mouthful, your title there, Gabriel. Thank you very much for joining us on the Karima Brown Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Nicholas.
So, 53% for the ANC, that's quite something. If memory serves correct, I mean, didn't the Institute for Race Relations bring out a poll not so long ago showing that the ANC was actually polling even lower?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so what we've been doing is a series of polls, firstly over the last few months in September and then over the last couple of weeks. So to walk you through that quickly, in September last year, we had the ANC polling at around 52%. It was looking really bad. The technical recession had just been declared. Ramaphosa was starting to wear away. Then in December, we had them moving up to 59%. The recession was technically over. Christmas time had come around. People were sort of feeling a little bit more upbeat. Then we had load shedding in February. They start coming down to 55. Then a real deep crunch in mid-April to 51. And then we've seen them sort of really gear up the electoral, the campaign machine, get their name, brand recognition, recognize politicians out there, start spending a lot of money, getting boots on the ground, and they've managed to pull off what we think is quite an effective squeeze, particularly on smaller parties and particularly on the EFF in the last week building up to the election, setting them up at about 53-54%.
It's quite something, this poll. It pegs them at having hung governments, not only in Gauteng, which was predicted, but traditionally, its heartland for the past decade has been KwaZulu-Natal. I mean, I suppose the Zuma factor playing a role here. You're predicting that the ANC support in KZN is going to drop.
Yeah, it's not. It's really looking very poorly for the ANC in KZN. If one looks back at another survey done by Mark Data, which I think was pretty credible back in 2017. They tried to look at the ANC's base to figure out if there wasn't this electoral college machine that the ANC has, but really if the base of ANC voters were allowed to choose between NDZ and CR17, who would go where. And Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma was hugely unpopular around the country. Cyril had about 70% compared to her 17% on the eve of the NASREC election. This is obviously not amongst ANC delegates, but amongst the space, excepting for KZN, where she was beating him. And I think that when Cyril came to lead the ANC, a lot of those voters would have felt quite disgruntled. They would have felt like their man and his chosen heir had been shunted. And I think that that plays a big role in creating the sort of power vacuum that the EFF and others have managed to take advantage of in KZN.
So, Gabriel, talk to us about the methodology of your polling, though, because the argument is that while a poll can never actually be said to truly predict an electoral outcome, a lot of the time they do get very, very close. I mean, the Ipsos poll from 2014 came very, very close, and it did as well in 2016. You don't necessarily have the same basis of comparison for the South African Institute of Race Relations because you only started doing polls in 2018, according to your website. So where's the methodology from? How do you get a hold of your respondents? How big is your sample? And what exactly are you looking for?
Yeah, so one of the differences between us and Ipsos is that they do face-to-face interviews, whereas we do telephonic interviews. One of the similarities is that we interview people sort of based on a scientific method of randomizing the group so that you're getting a representative sample across races, genders, ages, and income streams. In terms of the phone versus personal interview, There's costs and benefits to both. The benefit of an in-person interview is that obviously you're able to reach people who don't have phones, which we're not able to do. The flip side of it is that people, when they're doing in-person interviews, often sort of respond to what they think the interviewer is trying to expect from them. So there's this sort of in-face bias factor, which is scientifically kind of well acknowledged. The phone, in terms of us not being able to reach that many people, phone penetration in South Africa is extremely high, especially when you factor in sort of phones per household. It goes into the very high 90s. And so we feel confident that we've managed to mitigate for whatever distorting factors we think is in there, and we're going to have to wait and see. Ipsos has the ANC polling slightly higher. What they don't have is the kind of rolling, moving daily rollouts that we have, that I think paint an interesting picture in terms of the trends, firstly over those last months and then over the last few days. They've got a couple, but just not nearly as many as us. And that's part of our advantage is because we're using a cheaper methodology in terms of reaching out to people. We're able to reach out more frequently. In terms of absolute numbers, our last poll was about 2,300 people, and then the rolling average is much smaller than that, but you sort of hold onto the baseline group and then drop the last ones off. As you do a new day's polling, you add the new days on.
And this includes landlines as well as cell phones, because I remember not so long ago, the South African Institute for Race Relations, your sort of South Africa review or South Africa report was largely based on landlines and essentially people that had a landline at home.
No, we've sorted for that.
Okay, all right. So it's good to see you. So you're confident that it's not giving you one viewpoint or one group whatsoever, but what do you think that this election is going to bring for us in terms of surprises? What else is your data telling you besides possibly seeing the ANC drop below 50% in KZN? Huge shock for me there. And also, of course, Gauteng, that's predicted. But do you think that there is, based on the devil in the detail of your data, the ones that didn't make it into the headline, what else is it telling you?
Yeah, I mean, so one of the interesting things is that a couple of weeks ago we had ACDP doing really well in Western Cape, polling at around 7%, which would have been sort of a sign of them hugely eating into the DA support base. We think our polls seem to indicate that in the last 2 weeks, the DA has managed to, similar to the ANC, get its campaign, dominant campaign machine rolling and squeeze out the ACDP and the little bit of growth that we're seeing in the Freyheit's front. So I think those were surprises that I was looking at, and then they sort of got cancelled out in the last week. Other than that, I suppose the main surprises are really going to play out in terms of how the coalition of politics comes into effect in Gauteng, which there seems to be some consensus about the ANC not being able to win, although we've seen them climb back sort of from 44 2 weeks ago to 48 around now. So it's within the margin of error for them to get an outright victory. If they don't, I think it's almost anyone's guess whether there'll be an ANC-DA coalition, an ANC-EFF coalition, or a DA-EFF coalition, particularly since all three parties have sort of sent out at least some signals to say that they don't want to get into coalition and sort of feel that the other two are tainted one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, we're waiting with bated breath to see not necessarily how the big three are going to do, because it's a given they're going to take, what, close on, if not more, 90% of the vote. But the Minnows, I mean, the Minnows may well surprise. And besides the ACDP and other established political parties that have been around for 20 years or more, what are your polls saying about the other Minnows, the new entrants, the Black First, Land First, the ATM? Yeah. And even, yeah. Well, you know, we saw a video doing the rounds yesterday of Vladi Motsoeneng. He is adamant he's going to the union buildings, but what's the numbers saying?
Yes. So the problem is that those smaller parties all fall within the margin of error. So it really is something that we're quite reluctant to comment on too sort of decisively one way or another. I think it's worth noting that COPE might expect to gain a little bit. I think that it probably would have gained a lot more if the elephant in the room of this proposal to knock down the Bill of Rights had been something that had been more aggressively campaigned on. The ANC has sort of supported the motion, but then during its campaign has been completely quiet about it. The DA has opposed the motion, but also hasn't campaigned much on a sort of defend property rights kind of ticket. It's only the EFF that's really been unambiguous about it, and I think amongst the smaller, more established parties, COPE, that's been really unambiguously anti-changing the constitution. And I imagine that they'll get some kind of reward out of that. Of the smaller parties, the ATM is sort of tapping into, amongst other things, very popular ideas like bring back the death penalty, which whether or not that's sort of going to be ever allowed is something that I think is attractive to a lot of voters, and I think that they probably will get something out of that. And then you've got the really weird ones like the Purple Cow Capitalist Party, which is this sort of 21st century internet phenomenon, which, you know, at times looks like it's sort of everywhere on Facebook, and then you think, well, is anyone actually going to turn up to vote for them? I don't know, and there's no way that polls can tell us about that or any of the other parties that are sort of polling at lower than 1%.
Gabriel, before we let you go, define your margin for error there.
So our margin for error on the national ballot is 3%. Our margin for error on the provincial ballots is a little bit higher than that, and so that's why we urge caution on anyone who, I mean, I think it's within our margin of error for the ANC to get an outright win in Gauteng. It is not within our margin of error for the DA to lose the Western Cape, but it's skirting very close to it. And KZN is on such a knife edge that even if we'd managed to poll, I think, three times more people than we did, and to bring our margin of error down by 2%, it would still be too close to call.
Gabriel Kraus, thank you so much for joining us on the Karima Brown Show. He's a fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, talking about that poll that came out today after the Institute started doing polls just a year ago. They're predicting that the ANC could drop as low as 53% nationally, the DA polling at 24%, the EFF at 14%, margin of error of 3% though. But maybe the most startling thing to come out of these polls